Well, howdy guys. Now, my last video I kind of mentioned hunting really quick. I'd just like to explain a little bit more about hunting. Duck hunting, actually. But really, it pertains to all hunting. Lots of people, especially in the UK, because they haven't had to hunt, and of course all their guns have been taken away, they don't really understand about hunting. To them, all it is somebody going out and killing something. Of course, to these people, they think nothing of going down the local grocery store, picking up a slab of beef, maybe some chicken, and never even think how it actually got there. Now, when I lived in Canada, I did a lot of hunting, deer hunting, just walking through the forest. But my favourite was duck hunting. Now, my blinds were always on the lake, so you had to canoe out to it. And generally, you'd take a flask with you and maybe some bite to eat, and of course, your shotgun, with plenty of shells. Then you get out to the blind and get settled. It was completely pitch black. Then you'd have your first cup of coffee. Then it was completely silent, peaceful. And over some time, it slightly got lighter and lighter. Then you started hearing some noises. A splash of water. Maybe a beaver kind of slowly goes by. Start hearing birds. Bugs. The lake is wakening up. But then you see some ducks flying by. And they're fast. So you take your shotgun out and kill everything in the area. No, you don't. You only take a shot if it's possible. They're too high, you don't bother. Then you stare at the lake until the ducks stop flying. That could be more or less any time. Probably 3 hours. Then you come back in the evening. You do exactly the same thing, but this time you see the lake go to sleep. And you see beautiful sunsets that reflect on the lake. Then most days you don't get any ducks. But that's okay too. Because just look at the view you've got. But every duck that you do bag, you use 100%. You see, duck hunting isn't about just killing a duck and fulfilling the ancient tradition. It's being out there in the wild, being as one with nature. Deer hunting is exactly the same, although it's usually a lot colder. And a lot of it's about the camaraderie you have with the other males in the hunting camp. Maybe you do a morning hunt. You hear a shot, but the person missed. And you talk about that when you get back. You take the piss out of them because they're a terrible shot. And if you do get a deer, you all get together and prepare it. It's male bonding at its best, and the way it always was. All the hunters that I knew in Canada never hunted for just sport. Most of them had no time for these sport hunters. Then there's lots of times when I was in the duck blind, some ducks landed right in front of me, and I did exactly nothing, and just sat and watched them. Most people who don't hunt and never have hunted fully don't understand what hunters are all about. It's kind of funny, really, isn't it? A lot of males also tend to like fishing. When you think about it, same sort of thing. But there's not a great big outcry about that, is there? Why? Well, fish aren't generally thought of as cute, are they? Anyway, guys, if there's any hunters out there, let me know what you think. I haven't hunted personally myself for years. It's not really applicable here in the UK where I am. It's funny, really, because a lot of UK people are against hunting. So what happened to all their wild animals in the UK then? Years ago. Well, they shot them all, didn't they? So really, they don't have any right to speak at all. You take it easy, guys.